For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. We're going to do a quick little football roundup, so buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Pitch your free throws, because they're free. SOD 370 coming hot at you guys in SOD 369. And I'm joined on this one by Alex, Toss Me the Rock, Disopolis, and Nicholas Snacks Kreider. And we're going to give you some quick hitters, two things each that we were surprised about. Could be in college, could be the NFL. I'll kick us off. One bet that we were discussing before the weekend, Nick, we were sitting on your couch in your living room with some of our other friends. Your significant other had baked us these pumpkin biscuits, of which I ate three personally. I can't speak for anybody else, like as Bill Walton would say, but I can speak for myself. You had one. I had a plethora of them, which was one of my SAT words that I spelled wrong. Fun fact.
It's funny that you had three of them.
Yeah.
And you called them biscuits, but they were actually cinnamon rolls.
Were they pumpkin cinnamon rolls?
They were cinnamon rolls. Yes. From Trader Joe's.
You didn't even know what you were eating. They were just that tasty. They were putting them down.
It was the sugar. Honestly, I've been craving sugar for like the last year so much. I could tell it to be type 2, but who cares at this point?
So what happens when you stop eating meat? You cut that out of your diet and you crave something different.
Yeah. You know what I crave though? Really?
Touchdowns. Yeah, that's what you crave.
Damn, you beat me to it. A lot of touchdowns for one team, not a lot of touchdowns for the other team. My big surprise. We were on the couch and we were talking about that Georgia-Arkansas game. And Nick, you took Arkansas Razorbacks plus 18.5 and turned to me and looked me in the eye before you grabbed my wrist. And you said, I should be doing this, right? And I was like, yeah, of course. They're at least going to cover the 18.5. And they got absolutely piped in Athens. That Georgia team, one of our brethren on the Horns Up podcast, Quan Cosby, said that the Georgia team is the best team in college football. And I kind of snuffed him when he said that because I felt the Crimson Tide was. But no, it is the Bulldogs, that defense. And I don't even think their offense is up to snuff yet. I think that's still got a lot to kick.
But that was their backup quarterback.
Yeah. But he's played though. Bennett's played. It's not like a backup quarterback that has yet to play. And even JT Daniels has not been that spectacular. But that Anderson kid, like Toss, before we got on air, you asked me if Thibodeau's a lock to be the first overall pick, barring a team picking number one doesn't need a quarterback. And honestly, this Anderson kid is an outside linebacker for Georgia. He's going to give Thibodeau a run for his money. He's an absolute monster. And I was shocked that Georgia team absolutely blanked Arkansas. Like, they didn't put up any point. They put up 40 against us. And they put up nothing against the Bulldogs. We put up as many points as they did on Saturday. And I slept from 1 to 4 p.m. Like, by the way, after I ate those cinnamon slash scone slash pumpkin biscuits from Trader Yehuda's, I went back to my couch and fell asleep. I didn't even make it to the bed. And I put up as many points as the Razorbacks did. Shocking to me.
Yeah, I mean, we were partying after our boys took that big W against TCU. So it's okay. Yeah. Well-deserved nap.
Thank you. Yeah, I hadn't napped in a minute, but I was glad I got one in there. What were some surprises for you guys? Don't be shy. Tell me. Speak to me.
Well, I think you got to start with the biggest surprise of the weekend, and that's the Titans falling to the Jets in overtime.
Yeah.
Now, no one thought the Jets were going to win this game, in my opinion.
Nope.
But I just think it's really surprising that they were able to do it against a team like the Titans, right? We were talking last episode about the Jets potentially going winless this season, right?
Yeah.
We're looking ahead at their schedule and saying, oh, well, they play the Texans, you know, there's definitely some easy games. They play the Jags. But no, they beat the Titans, a team that people have probably in their top 10, maybe top 5 power rankings to start this season, right? Yes, they didn't have Julio Jones. They didn't have A.J. Brown. But still, you got Derrick Henry. You got a great defense. You got Tannehill, who's been playing great this season and great last season. So it was a really surprising victory for them. And it just goes to show you that every team in the NFL can beat any team in the NFL.
Any given Sunday.
They're all professionals. They're all professionals. Thursday too now. Or Monday.
I do think...
But they're all professionals here in this league.
A little bit. I'm going to Lee Corso it a little bit and go, well, not so fast, my friend. Because I thought that I said the Jets were going to win a game last week. And Nick, I thought I swayed you a little bit. You were on my side that they would win one game, right? Josh was vehemently
right. No, I was
denying
it.
He was a denier.
Yeah, I was with you. I'm just saying we looked at the schedule. We're talking about the Texans and the Jaguars, but
right,
we were not thinking about the Titans. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I think to me they've secured themselves, the Titans amongst the Jags, the Texans, and the Colts as the worst division in football.
Yes. And I want to give some pushback a little bit. I don't think their defense is that great, to be honest. Nor do I think Tannehill's been that spectacular. And I got to give an opposite of a shout out to their offensive line. He's been sacked the most in the NFL. And by the way, the Jets sacked him 7 times. They sacked his lunch 7 times. I dare I say, does he miss our compadre?
He misses Arturo.
Arthur Smith. For those of you who don't know, Arthur Smith is our boss's brother-in-law. Shout out to his family, as always. Arthur Smith, I think it's definitely... Can you guys hear that? I swear to effing God, if you heard that in the background, that's ESPN. And one of my biggest gripes with ESPN, they play commercials. Even though I'm an ESPN...
They play ads in the middle.
Yeah.
I literally just muted my computer because ESPN played a commercial on a page that I have been sitting on for over 10 minutes.
I've been sitting on that page for a while. It's pathetic. Like ESPN Plus member. You're an ESPN Plus member, right, Nicholas?
No, I'm not.
Wait, how are you going to expose him like that on the pod, dude? That's kind of ruthless.
The guy runs a sports podcast. I figure if ESPN, he drives a nice car. You're not ESPN.
I mean, I think Nick's just
My company doesn't pay for it.
Yeah, no shit.
Nick's a savvy vet, though. Now he knows that you have the ESPN Plus, and he's just going to take your login, Josh. That's
for
the way
sure.
to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as you don't tinker my lineups, take my whole thing. I don't care. You could use the people's login, for that matter. But if I'm an ESPN Plus member, I shouldn't have these bogus commercials on my pages.
I agree.
I literally had this thought today. I need to find someone that works at ESPN that's not my ex-girlfriend and talk to them about getting rid of that, even though she did tell me recently that she's working with ESPN Plus, so I may not have a choice. Anyway, that's a great surprise, Nick, and that's a podcast for another time, maybe on our round 2 of Roaring 20s.
Is it a surprise that Josh brought up ESPN Plus? Now it seems like it wasn't. That's all I'll say.
All right. What's your surprise, Mr. Dark?
My surprise? It's not really a surprise. I just want to pose a question to y'all.
Shoot.
Obviously, we're 4 weeks in now, or we're through 4 weeks. Do you have, you know, we made our preseason Super Bowl picks. The top 4 to 6 teams, has that completely changed for you? Or do you feel kind of the same way teams that we had in there were the Bills, the Chiefs. We had the Packers, the Seahawks, the Bucks. Am I missing any that we threw out there to get there kind of far?
I think someone threw the Rams in there at one point.
Yeah. And here the Cardinals are at 4-0.
Well, yeah. I think the Cardinals.
For me, I think they've definitely changed a little bit. I mean, I think you take the Seahawks out of there. I think the Cowboys slide in there.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers slide in there. I mean, the Chargers have played really great football. I mean, their only loss is to the Cowboys, who I just mentioned. And they did take down the Chiefs, and they did just get that win against the Raiders in impressive fashion in a home away game for them. And how about that lightning delay? I mean, that was just poetic that they got that win after that. So, but I do think that it's changed a little bit. And obviously, yeah, the Cardinals, I think, deserve some respect on their name. So we'll put them in there as well. But the rest of the teams that we've talked about are pretty much kind of holding their weight as well. I mean, the Bills have been just annihilating their opponents.
They have been annihilating their opponents. They lost week one. They crushed the Dolphins team with the backup quarterback in. They beat the Texans team. And this Texans team without Tyrod Taylor, even with him, honestly, maybe one of the most pathetic teams I've ever seen in my entire life. The football team.
Davis Mills had like -4 points in fantasy.
Yeah, he absolutely stinks on ice. This football team, meh. I think they're a little disappointing, to be quite honest. I think the Cowboys is a great addition. I obviously can't poo-poo the Cardinals. The Cardinals additions and the decision not to get rid of Chandler Jones is fantastic. Any other teams I want to be honest, I'm a little underwhelmed by the Bills and obviously the Chiefs.
But here's the thing about the Bills and the Cowboys in the AFC and NFC East respectively, is that their divisions are not very good and they should be able to mop up wins and secure themselves. This is an early prediction, but secure themselves a 2 or 1 spot in the playoffs because of their ease of schedule.
Yeah. Well, Josh Allen, a popular preseason MVP, has not looked like the MVP thus far. That I will say.
The defense has gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is great. They just did a good job with drafting guys. They took Greg Russo. They took, they draft guys in the line across the board. They get guys in there. Ed Oliver, that's how you win. You win on the line, and we say it time and time again. Just like people just make not great picks for their friend. Like the Falcons, like I said it to you this weekend or like last weekend, like I don't care how good Kyle Pitts may be, and he's been okay so far. Like you had no business passing in Micah Parsons and or Patrick Surtain. Like it's honestly an embarrassment that they did that. It's pathetic. It's pathetic because their defense is not good. Taylor Heinicke put up 34 points on them. So it's a good question though. Toss, we'll stay with you, man. What's your other surprise?
My other surprise is that Trevon Diggs is the best corner in football right now. And it's maybe not a surprise because if you just watch the guy play, he's got 5 interceptions through 4 games. But this is, I mean, I hate to toot our own team's horns, mm-hmm. Nick, but our teams are really playing well. And the one loss that both of them have are against good teams. Their mm-hmm. defense, both of the defenses are shored up. And they've got quarterbacks who on any given night can be top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, these teams are built to last. And I'm really excited to, I finally feel like the two of us, at least over the past like 4 or 5 years, we've had teams that we're excited about and we'll always root for our teams, obviously, but this is the most sure I've been of how solid across the board both of our teams are.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really fun. I mean, I had the prediction that the Cowboys and the Chargers would make the Super Bowl together. I think, what, two years ago, 3 years ago, maybe we did mm-hmm. it on our show, and they've been disappointing us for the past 15, 20 years. So I think it's time that they both kind of get to that position where they can find success for their fan bases or lack of fan base for me, not you. But yeah, I mean, you point to the fact that they have these two quarterbacks here that are both MVP caliber quarterbacks and both really young. Dak coming off that injury, he's going to look like probably he'll be the comeback player of the year. And Herbert emerging as one of the MVP front runners, I think. I mean, he's been playing some really clean football, making great decisions. I mean, the receiving core on both sides for the Cowboys and for the Chargers, you know, those could be two of the best duos in the NFL with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, and then Mike Will and Keenan Allen. I mean, it's all coming together for both teams, and both teams are really healthy. And, you know, it's starting to kind of look like the success that was promised. I mean, we are only 4 weeks into the season. Anything can happen. Injuries right. happen. Teams fall apart. But just seems like the narrative is a little different these days.
Speaking of narrative, Josh, I want to ask you a couple of quick questions.
Please.
Your Red Sox play the Yankees tonight in a wild card game. How are you feeling about that? And also, how are you feeling on the heels of this Sunday night game? Brady, you know, against the Pats. What do you think? What are you feeling from it as a fan, as a Brady fan, and also as a Patriots fan? How does it settle with you?
Thank you for asking about the wild card game. We're going to do baseball when we get to our radio show. Because we'll have everything cleared up as far as what the playoffs will really look like post wild card. I'll do a couple quick touches on it. Nick, if you want to bounce in as well on the baseball factor for the wild card games. Patriots seems like the overwhelming sentiment amongst fans was we're going to cheer for Tom when he runs out in the field, but then we're Pats fans through and through, which is what some of our friends who are Patriots fans, we've kind of questioned them, but it honestly seems like they are Patriots fans through and through. Like, we always want Tom to do well, but when he comes into our house in Foxborough, you know, we want to put up a fight. We want to beat him. And honestly, I had slinged the game. I DVR'd it, which was a great decision on my part. I knew we wouldn't be able to run the ball. That was a given. Tom didn't look great. The thing about Belichick is, I'll say this through and through, I think Tom Brady is the GOAT, but I do think Bill Belichick is well the GOAT. And even in week 3, week 4, his defense is looking solid, and it just keeps getting better. He's one of the best defensive minds, if not the best defensive mind in the history of the game. Mac Jones is not there yet, but he's still a rookie, and I'm very impressed with what I've seen of him. I like the Hunter Henry addition. The rain was spectacular. I think this Bucks team, full tilt with Gronk in there, I think they do need all their pieces. When they have all their pieces, they'll be on full cylinders. I just think there's a Patriots, like I said at the beginning of the year, the Patriots defense is tough, man. I think they put up a great fight. Very nice game. I wish we went 4th and 4th down. I think that Nick Folk is a good kicker. He's not that guy, especially in the rain, that's going to hit that 56 yarder.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to, Mac was playing well. I would have loved to have seen him go to Bourne, go to Henry. Honestly, it's like a lot. It's an unfortunate series of events for us this season. I think that Saints game was a disaster. But outside of that, that fumble with the Dolphins, the loss of James White is killer for this young quarterback. Clearly, they had a connection. So it may be a retooling year, but I do have a lot of faith in this team.
Yeah, I think McDaniels should have taken a page from Brandon Staley's book. I mean, guy has the biggest balls ever.
You guys got testicles the size of my thigh.
I mean, he's perfect this year going for 4th down, right? I mean, he did it twice in this game against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very, very ballsy. And I love it. I mean, he's a rookie coach, and he's making those decisions. He's not scared of that situation. I think if anything, people have more respect for him in that sense. I mean, obviously it's easier to say when he does convert those, people would be calling for his head though, if he's not converting those, right? If he's over 4, but they said it on the telecast, you know, he's consistent with his calls. So I like it. It shows a lot of guts, and I'm all for it.
And trust in your personnel, right? I mean, Viscano, yeah. I know he's Staley's guy, but he's had some, it's been a bumpy start for him. And since he's taking the job from Badgley, and you've got Herbert and you've got weapons, like you mentioned earlier, like trust those guys, let them do their thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. The one thing I will say about the last, I mean, I don't want to harp too much on this Chargers team anymore, but I think it'd been cool to give this Gano an opportunity to nail that field goal at the end, opposed to that punt that he made. I mean, it was a great punt, but it would have done something for his confidence, I believe, if he were to nail that field goal.
Yeah, I toss and go field goal. I see go punt. We were split on that. I think I see it both ways.
I just think it's not a high pressure situation, right? A guy who's kind of had a bumpy road already, like we just mentioned, who's missed some extra points, just get a little more confidence, you know, behind him. I mean, he's got a small sample size in the NFL. So, you know, it's not a pressure. It's not a pressure kick where if you miss it, the game is on the line, or if you make it, the game is on the line. It's just go get us 3 points. That's it. This is a practice kick for you.
Yeah. You can't, that's a very nitpicky thing. I was tossed on it. I see your outlook. I did not have in mind when I was weighing my decision at the time. Looking at that, I would have gone kick in that case, but you cough on them, and that defense is playing lights out at that point. So
yeah,
I really love what I saw of the defense. But going to your point about the wild card situation, no, I told you, you know my answer to this, but I appreciate you bringing it up on the show. Like I've said, I'm not confident. I know it's at Fenway. That's exciting. I hope JD Martinez plays. His ankle got ticked up on running into the outfield, which, can we put the damn DH in the NL already? Like, what fucking year is this? Like, what is this, 1913? Put the DH in there so JD Martinez doesn't have to run out into the outfield, twist his ankle on second base. Eovaldi got absolutely decimated. I mean, he's pitched fine against the Yankees in the past, but last time out against the Yankees, and I'm hoping that was, you know, that the lump game where he got absolutely decimated for 7 runs in 2 innings. It's in Fenway. This is, look, if you're the Yankees and you lose this game, I don't know what you do, because I guess you can't even have it on Boone's head. We'll see what happens. We'll see what it comes to. If it comes down to Boone's decisions late in the game, his job could be in jeopardy. That's for certain. I don't care what home run he hit to send to what World Series. Like, you replaced Girardi, and those are no small shoes to fill. And if he flops here and flops on a big stage, like the playoffs where you got one game to get it done, he could be in trouble.
I agree. I think here's the thing. You pay Gerrit Cole $324 million for this game right here, right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't get it done, I don't know what to say. I mean,
the contract was for nothing.
Literally staffed the team. Exactly. They have put together this team for moments like this, right? Gerrit Cole is your guy. He went out and got Stan. You know, you've grown Judge. You know, you have all these guys on this, Rizzo, Gallo. Like, this team is ready. And if they don't make it happen right now, I don't know what's going to happen.
This team, that's why my heart says Sox, always will. I think Devers is the best third baseman in baseball. And you know I love Machado, Nick, but I just think that's the case as far as hitting goes. I mean, obviously Arenado and Chapman's glove and Machado and, you know, Arenado would love to say something about it, but I think Devers as of this year is the best hitting third baseman. It's tough to argue with the numbers. Love Xander as well. I think we have some nice pieces on this team. I'm confident in us going forward. Love to see Sale back. Houck's got a bright future once we stop limiting his innings. But I just, this Eovaldi's a fastball pitcher, and it's going to come in hot, and it's Gallo, it's Rizzo, and it's a short porch over there and right. You got Judge and Stanton. Stanton's been on fire, dude. Stanton smoked us when they swept us. He smoked us. And if Gerrit Cole does not get it done in this moment right here, like you're saying, Nick, you don't pay a guy this money to win the Cy Young. You pay him. Your goal is to win the World Series, not get individual trophies for your boys. And if lock it in, I don't know what you're paying him for.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Dodgers, right? They go out and get Scherzer, and everyone's saying they get Scherzer for this one game wild card if they're the wild card team. And look what is happening. He's going to pitch against the Cardinals on Wednesday.
Yeah, that Cardinals team, though, I want to hit on that, though. That Cardinals team is no joke.
Oh, I agree. I mean, they're the hottest team in baseball right now, right? It's the team that I don't think anyone wants to play right now. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this from the get-go, right? When the Giants took over for first place, I'm like, okay, wow, this is actually a solid opportunity. And I was looking at this as a Padres fan, right? The best chance you're going to have about knocking off the Dodgers in the playoffs is one game, right? This is a one-game series. Mm-hmm. That is the best opportunity you're going to have to beat the Dodgers in playoffs, right? If you get 5 games or 7 games against them, they're going to beat you. They're too deep. Their rotation's deep. Their lineup is deep. But this is a one chance opportunity, and I think the Cardinals got to seize it, right? I think all of baseball is hoping that the Cardinals can get this one done. Because if they do, then that kind of opens up the playing field a little bit for the rest of MLB. Mm-hmm. If the Dodgers win this game, they're winning the World Series.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think that on that note, I will say it's a heartwarming story for the Cardinals. They go on that ridiculous win streak. They have Wainwright pitching, who's been playing some of his best baseball in God knows how long. I was telling Tyler O'Neill stats to end the season. Goldschmidt was great. Arenado was spectacular as per usual. I love Carlson. Edmund's a nice piece up top. To me, though, if you're picking one guy in the history of baseball to start this game, it very well may be Max Scherzer. Like, that very well may be the case. And honestly, like, with Randy Johnson, with the Rocket, with Greg Maddux, Pedro, of course, you know, guys that we've really seen, Kershaw, the Grominator, who at the beginning of the year I was saying maybe the best pitcher I've ever seen. I think to me, it is Max Scherzer, the best guy I've seen. And if I want one guy on the mound in this game, it's not Garrett Cole, not Verlander, it's him. And he is the gamer, and he is the ultimate. Like, he's like, when he embodies Anderson Silva, like, I am prepared to die. Like, he is prepared to die on the mound to win. He does not want to be that guy that gets traded to Los Angeles and is viewed as a flop of a trade, or it's viewed as, you know, Los Angeles. Like, look, if he's getting traded to Los Angeles, he wants to go down and win, because he doesn't want to be a part of that team that was supposed to do it, paid all the money, traded all the players, and flopped. No one wants to be a part of that team. I think he gets it done. It's a very nice story for the Cardinals to slip in there. But the one game is tough. Like, I wish it was a 2 out of 3, where, like, you know, like, if you're the Dodgers and you've won 100 God knows how many games, second best team in baseball, blatantly. 106. There you go. 106 games. Giants win 107. You lose by one. You guys are one of a couple teams to go over 100. And you could lose it in one. It's exciting, but I feel like they should have the NBA type situation where it's a 2-for-1. That's just me. But thanks for bringing that up. I'll bow out on this. Nick, do you have one more football thing that you wanted to throw in there? Surprise that you had?
I just think that Bijan Robinson is really solidified himself as the Heisman front runner in my eyes. That I don't think that's even a biased take. We were talking to Quan, our co-host on Talking Texas, and he was talking about how he's getting text messages from people who don't even support UT, saying that this guy is the real deal. I mean, you have professionals on Twitter talking about him. He's going to be a star in the league whenever he gets there. I mean, I'm not for taking running backs in the first round in the NFL draft, but he's going to be that guy. And I think this year, no one has really jumped out at me as being a Heisman favorite, right? I mean, you could talk about Bryce Young, you could talk about Rattler, but, like, Rattler's team isn't really playing all that well. I mean, yeah, the record is 5-0, but their last three games are one score games, right? And they're not putting up a ton of numbers. But Bijan, time after time, is just getting the job done. And they're giving him a lot of carries, but he is busting off some big runs. His cuts are ridiculous. He's got so many touchdowns. He had 15 broken tackles against TCU. Heading into that game, I think he had 22 broken tackles all season. And that was already almost a record. So he's going to be a Heisman finalist if he can stay healthy. But I think he's the favorite right now.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I'll throw one more guy in the mix, Kenny Pickett. I don't even know who I was talking to, the Pitt quarterback. It's the least sexy pick of all time, but he's got 19 touchdowns to one interception. He's been absolutely magnificent. But our boy Bijan, like we say on our other show, go check it out. I mean, Nick, that's a great take. And no one else. I mean, the Bryce Young effect, that team is just good. And that, like Toss, you said on our other show, Brian Robinson, their running back, Brian Robinson Jr. is fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome. Every other Heisman candidate, I'm glad you brought up Kenny Pickett, because I think he's kind of he falls out of what I'm about to say right now. But every other, you know, majorly marketed Heisman candidate has had a game that didn't look Heisman-esque, except Bijan.
Yep.
You could point to the Arkansas game, but I'm kind of shoring that up as like our team stunk.
He still was pretty solid. If you look at his stat line, it actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and all things considered, we were down the whole game. Yeah. Not running as much. Yeah. Great stuff, guys. Great stuff. I love how we always go, yeah, we'll do a quick one, but we can't stop talking sports, boys.
This is a major homer pod right here. We haven't done one of these in a while.
I know. We haven't done it in a while. It felt kind of nice, actually. But it felt deserved. Like our teams.
All of our teams.
We did. It was cute. It was fun. It was tasty. Speaking of tasty, go to betonline.ag.
Toss, you want to talk about the Rangers at all? The Mavs?
Hey, the Mavs, October 19th. Luke is coming back, baby. We've got the NBA season right around the corner. So,
Jesus, we got to do our preview soon.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, dude, it's the best. Fans out there, go to betonline.ag, put your money down, win some money, do that whole thing, and drag both feet about and swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they free and hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they are free, Kusha, this is the ad read.
Riacha, we love you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.